We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so imagine this. Your child comes home from school with an idea that they are actually the opposite gender. And they decide they want puberty blockers. And you're thinking, how did you hear about puberty blockers? Well, I heard about them from a teacher at school. I need puberty blockers, Mom. Well, you say, you're nuts. We're not doing that. And the child wants the puberty blockers. Well, suppose their teacher, somebody at friend's mom, whoever, takes pity on them, says, nah, you should have those, you should transition, you shouldn't have to go through puberty, whatever the left's talking points are on this, right? Suppose that adult, who is not you, who is not the parent of the child, decides, I'm going to put the child in the car, and I'm going to drive to Sacramento with the child, because Sacramento is a transgender sanctuary. What happens? Well, because Sacramento has just become the nation's first city to be a transgender sanctuary, guess what? As long as the person who drove your child, kidnapped your child, drove your child to Sacramento, stays in Sacramento, they can't be arrested for kidnapping. Think about that.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't take me long to think about that.
No, I'd be on my way to Sacramento. But they cannot be picked up or interfered with in any way. So what we're talking about here is a lot more than just some wokeism and ideas. This now has moved into state, well, in this case, city-sanctioned kidnapping. Suppose you're a parent, you're going through a divorce. You, the father, do not want to transition the child or do not want to give the puberty blockers, which have horrific side effects long-term, but the other member does. Judge says she can't take the kid anywhere. The parent who kidnaps the kid and takes him for treatment to Sacramento is protected from arrest, even though the judge may put up a warrant for kidnapping in South Carolina. So we're talking about the left beginning to kidnap or support the crime of kidnapping of children. That is how this would work. And the way that the city council of Sacramento did this, this is why it's going to affect people in states all across the country. The way they did this is the law forbids any police time or resources to go to, taking custody of the child or to arresting the person who kidnapped them. And so, I mean, I don't know where this is going to end up court-wise. It's going on in Maine, too. I don't know if you saw this, and kudos for our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, for this. He is one of the ones in the lawsuit. They are warning Maine. Maine is thinking about doing this. So you've got now 16 attorney generals saying, if you pass this law, which is another, they're going to make Maine a sanctuary state. If you pass this law, we will sue you. You cannot kidnap kids from South Carolina. You cannot tell my child's cafeteria worker, teacher, next door neighbor that they can just take my child to a sanctuary for transition. This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is state-sanctioned kidnapping.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And it is political in nature.
And it simply says, you will raise your children the way we say, mm-hmm. or you will lose your children. And, I can see this spreading. I could totally see this. If mom and dad make you go to a church that uses the wrong Bible, well, we're going to be a sanctuary for that now.
Or if you believe in the Second Amendment and you have guns in the house, oh my goodness, and ammunition for crying out loud. Yeah, I can see this spreading.
Oh, yeah. This, and I'm convinced they're actually using transgender people to get this legal precedent to do all those other things. I've been convinced of that for a while. I mean, this is an awfully large obsession for a very tiny minority of the American people. And I think they're looking at the legal precedent. Well, if we can do this for if your child's transgender, we can do it if your child doesn't want to go to church with you on the weekend. Because they don't like your church. They don't like what your church teaches, which is like every other teenager, right? They all rebel. So, or they question or whatever. So you've got that going on. This is nuts. At the same time, you're seeing the EU make a pretty big U-turn on this issue. We just saw the state socialized medicine system of the UK say, nope, no more transitions, no more puberty blockers, no more cross-sex hormones for minors. Not going to do that. Bad outcomes. So you can't even get that from the government anymore in the UK. They're done. In France, the Senate commissioned a study of transitioning children with transgender treatments. Not adults, children. The resulting study, this was a study of medical studies.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's just, like a meta study. Anyway, my head's spinning too.
Yes.
Called it one of the these treatments for children, one of the greatest ethical standards, scandals, in medical history. So the practice of sexually transitioning children will be remembered as one of the greatest ethical standards in the history of medicine, a report commissioned by the French Senate stated. So it sounds like France, we don't know yet, but we'll see, is beginning to go in the same direction as the UK.
Which is to the right of where this country
is. Yes, of where this country, that's what's so incredible.
Yes,
we should look to Europe and go, oh no, we'll be there in 10 years. Let's hope not. And now Europe's going, man, those people are nuts over there across the sea.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, we're not doing this anymore. You know what I think is ultimately going to stop this, though, even if you have these lawless blue regions, is just the lawsuits.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people like Chloe Cole, who's currently suing her doctors. I mean, she's 17. One of her ovaries, she'll never have children. The other one, they don't know if it'll work from the cross-sex hormone. She's already had a mastectomy. She's not even 18.
Yeah.
And she changed her mind. She said she wasn't given any really other options. She was told by her doctor this was the problem and these were the solutions and she should go ahead and do this. She says she never knows. She doesn't know if she'll have a child. She's only 17. I mean, that's just heartbreaking. So these doctors are being sued as I think lawyers dig in and go, hey, there's money to be made here. I think maybe you'll get to this place where, you know, they can legislate whatever they want, but good luck finding a doctor who's going to do this.
You know, it's got to be nuts and we're rooting for the lawyers.
I know. Because, at least for money, they'll do something sane.
Yeah.
So Texter writes, Marxism destroys all sorts of social norms, ride every wave. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, the Sacramento law sounds like a wonderful opportunity for pedophiles. Look, I've said that's where they're going with this, too. Because when you have the UN saying we need to legalize all relationships between children and adults, well, now you want to date your 35-year-old soccer coach and you're 14 and your mom's like, heck no. Well, love is love. And so when you end up with sanctuaries for that kind of thing based on the legal precedent of the transgender sanctuaries, I think that's where they're ultimately going. And make it a sanctuary for everything from illegal immigrants to whatever debauched thing you want to do, including relationships between children and adults. And it's exactly where they're going.
Yep.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, in America, we'd rather study cow farts than protect our children and follow studies that have already been done in France. So stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the texter writes, isn't this a federal crime when you take a child across state lines, a.k.a. kidnapped? Well, it is, but you would need a Republican president with a Justice Department that isn't in full rebellion and willing to prosecute that crime.
Well, the sale and distribution of marijuana is still a federal law.
Yeah, see how that's
going. And yet you got states that are completely doing away with anything on that, you know.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, if it becomes legal to kidnap kids, then doesn't that make trafficking legal as well?
Well, it depends on whom you're trafficking and who's doing the trafficking, I guess.
This could get crazy, too. I've been warned this is going to get crazy. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Sounds like a great opportunity for bounty hunters.
Ooh.
Can you see the bounty hunter coming into Sacramento to try to get the child back and they get arrested in Sacramento?
No.
Or Sacramento tries to extradite them from wherever they ran back to?
Well, it's just like in New York where they arrest the homeowner for getting rid of the squatters.
I know. And you just count yourself lucky that you didn't end up dead in a duffel bag because the squatters have killed you.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, coming up on the show, you know this whole squatting thing seems to have come out of nowhere, right? I mean, it's been done in America, I get it, but not on this level, right?
Right.
Not where you have over 1,000 homes in the Atlanta area, blue area, where this is going on, and Fannie Willis is too busy spending county money and trying to get Trump to prosecute these squatters. Well, there's actually a reason this is going on. It didn't just come out of nowhere. It's actually kind of interesting. We'll get into that coming up at 7:30. And folks, an interview you must hear. It's going to be at 8:06 with our sheriff, Hobart Lewis. Holy cow. Wait till you hear the number of illegal immigrants being dropped off in Greenville. You're thinking, that's big cities, it's blue cities, it's the border. No, it's here. It's going to blow your mind how many of them are being dropped off in a month and in a year. This is absolutely here, folks. And we're going to hear from our sheriff on it and what he's trying to do to stop it. That's at 8:06, a must-hear interview.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Charlie James, yesterday afternoon, interviewing Treasurer Curtis Loftus. As his story goes national, it's $1.8 billion in a bank account. I'm just reading the headlines nationally and laughing. I guess it's better than losing the money, okay? They found money they didn't know they had. $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade. Accountants trying to figure out where the cash is. And the national headlines for this are hilarious. Like this one for Fox News, South Carolina found a state bank account with $1.8 billion, but they have no idea what it's for. Republican Governor Henry McMaster assured the public no money was lost. Curtis Loftus talking to Charlie James yesterday. They have been working hard trying to figure out where this money is. He says it's not the state treasurer's office. Blame does not lie with his office. He says, problem is, we don't know who owns it. This is what he told Charlie. The treasurer's office does not decide who owns the funds. That's the comptroller of state. He's the accountant of the state. I'm the investor, Loftus said. So, and a lot of people think this happened as the state migrated to new computer systems. Again, what's so unbelievable to me is that we've here on this station, if you listen to us for a long time, you remember that we, and not me, I mean, you fought the gas tax. We used the text line. We made thousands and thousands of calls to our legislators. We stopped it the first time. We chop blocked the lobbyist, making arguments. We did not need a gas tax to pay for roads. We had surpluses. We could do it. They insisted they needed the money. How much money? About $1.9 billion with a B. They didn't have the money, they said. Needed to get the money from a 12-cent gas tax. Those were much better times, too, economically. And they knew that. They knew they had to strike when the times were good. Fast forward to today, and it turns out this money has been accruing in this bank, in this bank account since the 2010s, the late 2010s, which means as if we were paying a gas tax. It sat there so long, it accrued $200 million worth of interest. In other words, we had the money the whole time. We didn't need a gas tax. And you know what that means? We still don't need a gas tax. Now, the gas tax has already collected $1.1 billion from drivers on South Carolina roads. That's you, me, and also people who visit from out of state. Well, we could stop it right now. And the reason I bring this up is because the legislators are scrambling to spend this quickly before the public demands to have it back. It's over $300 every man, woman, and child in the state. It's about $360. Think about this for a minute, okay? So kids don't pay taxes, at least not last time I looked, right? So this is well over $1,000. I bet you could use that. Well over $1,000 for a family of four. Just sitting there. Right? About $1,400 per family. That's not a small amount of money, okay? That's a huge amount of money. So I don't care what they do. Get rid of the gas tax. We got the money. You said you needed $1.9 billion. Okay. Well, you know what you got? You got $3 billion. You have $3 billion total. What you collected and what's sitting there in this account. We don't need the gas tax anymore. In fact, we have an extra billion to play with. We don't need it. And this is why they're in such a hurry to spend this money. For you figure out, they have $1,400 per family of four in the state. $360 on average per person, man, woman, and child. And again, kids don't pay taxes. So that is a lot of money. This is why they're in a hurry. If you figured out, wow, you know, theoretically, they could rebate it to you. If they wanted to vote, they'd have to vote to do it. Boy, that would help, wouldn't it? People are really struggling. Texture writes, keep the gas tax, do away with the state income tax. I'd be willing to talk about that. Florida gets along famously. In fact, they're doing better than we are, and they don't have a state income tax. I'm not sure why we even need one. Texture writes, Tara, if there is $1.8 billion, it's left over from probably $3 to $5 billion that was pilfered. Another texture writes, Tara, we know the money was supposed to be moved into Hugh Leatherman's account, but he died before he could move. Obviously, this person's joking. Yeah, he's the former head of the state Senate. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, the money was never lost. It was merely misplaced. I just think it's funny how we don't exactly know what it's supposed to be spent for. Texter writes, funny how the smoke account suddenly appears after Hugh Leatherman something. I think they mean passes away. Sounds like it was his private slush fund. I don't know. Just reading the text line, 71307. Texture rates, repave our secondary rural roads or give us back our money. Again, this is $1,400 per family of four, just sitting there in an account as they tell you they're too broke and they need you to pay the gas tax. Texture rates, so let's fix the roads. Now the texture rates, I'm actually quite surprised they admitted to this surplus at all. Now the texture rates, get rid of property taxes for people 70 and older. There's all kinds of stuff they could do. And that's why they're in such a hurry to spend it. Because if you figured out how much money it is, $360 per person, you'd want it. And it also shows they're not broke. I mean, they got the money. Okay. Meanwhile, reminder in every hour, I'm just having this conversation with my kids last couple of days. We've had some people going around our neighborhood recently after dark knocking on doors. You do not have to open a door for anyone. I know you're Southern, you're hospitable, you're nice, and if you're Bible-believing, you probably want to help. And I know that for some of you, because you're really good people, if somebody knocks on your door and says, man, we broke down, please help. I know if that happens in the morning, you'll feel like, you know what, I've got to help this person. And I wish we lived in the days when you could, but you can't. A Spartanburg, South Carolina man just pled guilty to killing two people who tried to help him in 2020. Kenyatta Levy, 24 years old, pleaded guilty March 25th to two counts of murder. This is just coming out in the media now. Burglary in the first degree, armed robbery, two counts of possession. He knocked on the door of Kelly Curran and Timothy Thompson in their Walden Circle home in Spartanburg, asking for help with a vehicle that had broken down. But really, they were just trying to get inside. Curran and Thompson wanted to help. They invited the two men inside as Thompson began searching on his phone to help the men fix their vehicle. Levy then pulled out a pistol and shot Thompson and Curran multiple times. Curran was able to call 911 before she died. Levy then called a third man into the house and they stole firearms, a safe, that kind of stuff. You don't let him into your house. It's not incumbent on you to answer the door. You can talk through the glass. I wouldn't open my door for anyone at this point. I just wouldn't. Anyway, Kenyatta Levy got, think about it, pleads guilty, okay? Two counts of murder. Two! Very premeditated. What do you think that's worth? Spartanburg, 35 years. And again, he's 24. So he'll be relatively young when he gets out. Certainly enough time left to start a family, which Kelly Curran and Timothy Thompson will never have. Don't open that door. Not for anybody. I wish we lived in the kind of times when you could be a good Samaritan, but you can't. And it doesn't look like after the fact, there's a lot of justice. This should have been a life sentence. Should have been a life sentence. Texter writes, those people came by my house and I went to the door with a gun and they asked for help and I told them no. Really? Same people? Seriously? I don't know. I'm just reading the text line. Texter writes, early in the morning, late at night, I have a gun in my hand. When I answer the door, still on my side the rest of the day. Yeah, I just wouldn't even open the door. Not when you can have a conversation through the glass. You can't prevent everything, but there's a lot you can do. So we've emphasized that to the kids. Somebody's at the door, come get us. Even if they're dressed in a police uniform, because that'd be very easy to buy online. Nope, never let anybody in. We come tell mom and dad. We don't owe anybody to answer the door for them. Good morning. Okay. Big local mystery trying to figure out this money situation. $1.8 billion. We'll have more on that coming up. $1.8 billion. Your tax money. Think about that. For a family of four in South Carolina, that's $1,400. Bet you could use that. Just sitting there in an account while they told you they were too broke. They had to have a gas tax. And it's almost the exact amount of money the gas tax was supposed to generate. No, remember that when you go gas up your car. Now, Curtis Loftus was asked about this. He's saying something a little different. He's our state treasurer. He's saying something a little different than what Fox News and Associated Press are reporting. He says that the account actually dates from 2017, which I find very interesting. Because that's the very year they finally got the gas tax passed. That's the very year they told us, we don't have money for this. We don't know. For roads? No, we don't have money. We need a gas tax. And the whole time, you've got this parallel account accruing money, $1.8 billion. That they have the folks, they're so awash in money, they don't even know it's there. Nobody notices $1.8 billion goes missing. It's unbelievable. All right, something else people are noticing. As the Democrats prepare to try to cut off more sources of energy to this country, they are going to bleed this country dry energy-wise if they get another term. And the answer is, well, we'll just do solar and wind, right? We'll just do some solar and some wind. Yeah, that'll work. Well, never mind that the permitting process, building process, approval process, and the lines that are required to go up to transmit that will take 15 years. And yet Joe Biden intends for 70% of the new cars sold to be EVs and be plugged in by 2032. That math doesn't work when the New York Times says right now the nationwide grid is on the verge of collapse just from what is getting plugged in now. None of it makes sense. Well, you got to get a look at this in Texas. Texas, by the way, sometimes has hailstorms. You wouldn't think it, but it does. There's a 3,000-acre solar farm, 40 miles from Houston, Texas, okay? And boy, is it ugly. You should see this from the air. Talk about wanting to preserve nature. Oh, my God. I'd rather have a natural gas pipeline. Folks, a 3,000-acre solar farm? You got to see this. I've got it up on my Twitter. It's very ugly. Well, they just had a hailstorm. Pretty big one. On March 15th, which is not unusual for Texas to have a couple times a year. Huge chunks of hail fell from the sky, shattered a lot of the panels. And you can see it from the sky, leaving the facility running at what they are calling in a press release, reduced capacity. And if you look at the pictures, it looks like it's running, it'd have to be running at a heavily reduced capacity. It looks about like about 50% of the area on the panels is just gone. Golf ball-sized hail did that. So we're going to shut down the natural gas plants. Folks, do you realize right now, I don't think, and Americans will come to understand the pain of this. Do you realize right now 20% of our electricity comes from coal? And the Obama administration already shut down half the coal power plants that we had. What remains in this country of coal fire plants? 20% of our energy comes from them. They will all be shut down right now by 2023. They're shutting down weekly as we speak. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to this. And what? If we have a hailstorm, it's over? We just don't plug our cars in, don't go to work, don't have juice in our computers to do our jobs. I mean, I guess that's it. But they're saying it shows the fragility of so-called green facilities. Now, that doesn't even count the risk of toxic chemical exposure. Toxic chemicals that were used to make up the solar panels, they say, are now leaking into the ground. You should see this 3,000-acre solar farm. They are ugly. And this shows video from the air, and you could see, like, wow, I don't want that anywhere near my community. That is ugly. Talk about messing up the landscape. Now everybody's asking the question, because it's not entirely clear locally who pays. State Farm, Farm Bureau, Allstate, taxpayers? I don't know. But they're saying it's going to take months to fix it. So I guess you just sit around. At least the factories don't run in the future. We just shut down the natural gas and hope for the best. We shut down the coal. That's all right. Folks, that's not theoretical. They're in the process of doing it. They've been doing it. Again, by 2030, think about that. 20% of our electricity, the source of it, is gone. Look, it'd be no big deal if we said, okay, we're going to fire up these mini nuclear plants. You could build them fairly quickly. It'd be no big deal if we said we're going to go with nuclear. We're going to go with more natural gas. Not a big deal. We could back this stuff up. It'd be ugly as sin, but we could back it up. It'd be going down all the time every time we have a hailstorm, but we could back it up. But they don't want to do that. They want to shut it all down. Texture writes, Tira, natural gas pipelines are superhighways for wildlife. Animals can migrate safely with little or no human contact. Plus, you can grow gardens and hunt on them. Now, the texture writes, Democrats are going to put a roof over the panels to protect them from hail. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that'll protect them from sun, too. Texture writes, Joe will pay for it. Yeah, kind of like how he's paying for the damage done by that Singapore ship in Baltimore. Texture writes, okay, this texture says that the guy who was just convicted of double murder for killing two people who tried to help him. He knocked on their door, said he had engine trouble, but he just wanted to rob them, shot them. Just got 35 years. Says they knocked on his door too. They knocked on our door and met them with a gun. Police were looking for them before they knocked on my door. Spartanburg County is a safe haven for criminals. This person says thanks to Sheriff Chuck Wright. I don't blame Chuck Wright for that. That's a judicial system right there when you've got a prosecutor that thinks 35 years for two murder sentences. I don't know about that. All right, coming up on the show at 8:06, a must-hear interview with Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Wait till you hear the numbers of illegal immigrants he believes are coming to Greenville every month and every year and where they're from. Democrats refrain, it's not a voter drive. No, no, no. Illegal immigrants can't vote. We aren't going to let them vote. We're not going to let them how. Wow. Headline, NYC. New York City begs Supreme Court to allow over 800,000 illegal immigrants to vote. That's the New York City Council asking the state Supreme Court to allow illegal immigrants to vote in the city's municipal elections. 800,000 of them. Unbelievable. They sent, as part of this case, New York City Council spokesperson Randy Demasore to court on Tuesday to beg the Supreme Court of New York to override previous rulings and let the illegals vote. So in 2021, they actually voted to do this. De Blasio signed it, but it was overturned by the court. So now they're litigating another part of it. From Breitbart News, the ordinance was set to massively influence, this is what they're going to do across the country, massively influence local elections while diluting the votes of American citizens living in the city. In 2021, for instance, Mayor Eric Adams won the Democrat mayoral primary with less than 7,200 votes. Former Councilman Reverend Ruben Diaz said the ordinance would dilute the votes of citizens while shifting electoral power to foreign nationals with ties to the United Nations, Wall Street, and the global financial system, which has long been based in New York. Folks, this is the plan for every city, every state. Again, if they get big enough majorities in the House and in the Senate and they control the presidency, they will do this nationwide. This is one of the things that you will see, and you know they will, because you're seeing them do it where they operate cities. A lot of people speculating on where this $1.8 billion came from. We'll have more on that coming up in the next hour. Meanwhile, a must-hear interview at 8:06 coming up with Sheriff Hobart Lewis. So many of you have texted me about illegal immigrant drop-offs you believe you're seeing in the Greenville area. He confirms that and tells us the jaw-dropping number of illegal immigrants who are coming here a month and a year and where they're from. That coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.